an estimated 35,000 people were reportedly leaving the last opposition-held enclaves east of Aleppo City on Thursday. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said he hoped it would be a crucial day for the civilians and fighters. But he also warned that the humanitarian tragedy of Aleppo could repeat itself in opposition-held Idlib, where many evacuees have headed.
Some of them have went to West Aleppo, few. Many have gone to the rural part of Aleppo, which is in the armed-controlled areas, in the armed opposition. And therefore, again, a question about how to make sure that the humanitarian aid from the UN can reach them. And many have gone to Idlib, which could be, in theory, the next Aleppo.
In a reference to a past lack of unity in the UN Security Council, Staffan de Mistura also lamented the fact that the evacuation deal had not come sooner to prevent so much suffering day and night. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland, meanwhile, said that Thursday's internationally monitored evacuation was the largest he'd known and that it had saved a lot of lives. He described how people had left Aleppo in a 1,000-strong dilapidated convoy of buses, cars and trucks. It had been far from easy. Many vehicles had flat tyres, no fuel and were packed full of people. Their problems are not over, he continued.
Tens of thousands of people now from East Aleppo join hundreds and hundreds of thousands internally displaced already. It's a race against the clock and against the winter to provide shelter, warmth and relief to people who are sick, exhausted, malnourished from 5 years of war.
UN-led talks between Syria's warring parties are slated to begin on the 8th of February in Geneva. While insisting that the immediate priority was a cessation of hostilities, Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura noted that snow was falling in Aleppo, increasing humanitarian needs. In addition to this week's unanimous UN Security Council vote on Syria, the UN Special Envoy also noted that several other diplomatic developments may also have an influence on the upcoming talks in the Swiss city. These include the arrival in January of new UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who may be able to launch his own initiatives, de Mistura said, as well as the proposed Astana meeting in Kazakhstan between warring parties in the new year. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.